The April 2022 digital issue of School News Roll Call for La Habra City School District features an article from Dr. Joanne Culverhouse, superintendent, titled Finish Strong, as follows. As the month of May comes into focus, there's a realization that the school year is coming to a close. I'm sure many of you have heard the saying, life is a marathon, not a sprint. I reflect on how this has applied to us as a district and family. Throughout the course of the last 2 years, there were times we felt motivated, enthusiastic, and unstoppable, and other times where we felt we could not take one more step. We spent the first year of the pandemic training teachers, staff, students, and families how to navigate virtual learning while keeping everyone safe. This past year was spent regaining our traditions, opening our schools to events, learning how the pandemic impacted academics, and most importantly, how isolation altered the social-emotional stability of some of our students and staff. There have been many highs as well as lows over the course of the last 2 years, and I recognize this was not an easy year. However, we are a united family, and we will finish strong. Each morning before coming to work, I give myself time. Time to sit quietly for a few moments and reflect. Some days my mind is calm and I can focus on gratitude and a positive mindset. And other days, my mind is like a ping pong ball bouncing from a to-do list to the intensity of my calendar or solving issues that arise each day within our district. No matter what types of thoughts enter my mind each morning, I always end the time with one intention or a determination to act in a certain way for my day. My intention this morning was thankfulness and to share my gratitude for the administrators, staff, students, and families. I am thankful for the hours, days, and years we have put into preparing and committing to this marathon called education. Throughout this journey, we've had roadblocks and obstacles. We have celebrated the highest of highs and the lowest of lows with one another. When one person felt tired, we have rallied as a team and pushed each other forward. Every step taken on this journey over the past 2 years has been intentional. With each step, we are building a stronger foundation of learning and social-emotional support for our students, staff, and families. With each intentional step forward, we are using the lessons of the pandemic to lay groundwork through hard work, dedication, and commitment each day to meet the needs of our students and their families. Dr. Culverhouse concludes, "Together, we can finish strong." We at School News Roll Call urge you to read this issue in its entirety to learn what is happening in your school district and on your school campus.